Welcome to this episode 5 of the podcast. This is a very special episode for a few reasons. Firstly, we're going to announce our new podcast name. So for that, we need a drum roll. Thank you for that. Our new name is Talking All Things PNC. So that's what we'll be using from now on. Also, on this episode, we'll be having an in-depth discussion with the Chair of the Board of PNC's Queensland, Donna Freeston, regarding the advocacy position of PNC's Queensland and how that is facilitated, especially in this year of 2024, when there is a state election in October. We'll chat to Kennedy Gallo from 2X Hale about his presentation at the PNC's Queensland Conference and his work in wellness and resilience. And of course, we'll bring you all the news from PNC's Queensland when we have our regular catch-up with the CEO of PNC's Queensland, Scott Wiseman. So, let's get started. On this month's Talking All Things PNC podcast, we're going to focus on the terrific work that PNC's Queensland is doing around advocacy. Firstly, let's look at what advocacy is. The dictionary describes advocacy as taking action to create change, with advocates organising themselves to take steps to tackle an issue or issues, helping to give people ways to think about things that affect them. One of the aims and objectives of PNC's Queensland is to represent and advocate on behalf of PNC associations. In her chair's message on the PNC's Queensland website, the board chair, Donna Freeston, says, "We aim to continue advocating for the best interests of our children, promoting parent and community engagement, and supporting our schools in every way possible." And I'm pleased to say that Donna is joining us now to take us through the advocacy plan that PNC's Queensland is currently rolling out. Hi, Donna, and welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, Sean.
To start with, Donna, can you tell us why advocacy is such an important part of what PNC's Queensland do?
For us, at a board level, advocacy is a really important part of what we can do. Obviously, PNC's Queensland not only represents our members who are the PNC associations, but all parents who are part of the state school system in Queensland. So we're looking at over 900,000 parents individually, and those people are always wanting to make sure, parents are always wanting to make sure that every child has every chance. And by promoting and advocating for our parents and our students, we know that we can make a difference into what happens in our state school system.
Well, that's right, and we need to continue to do that. So I'm led to believe that there are three pillars to the PNC Queensland Advocacy Plan. Can you explain those three pillars to us, please?
This year, with the new board that we've brought on board, we've just completed our strategic plan, and part of that strategic plan is our advocacy positions. So there are three major advocacy positions that we feel are of prime importance at the moment. The first one is the full funding of state schools. The second one is the cost of education to provide relief to families of the costs that we do contribute to our state schools as parents. And then the last one is to give every child every chance to thrive and succeed within a safe community and learning environment. So that's about behaviour and safety.
Well, that's great, but let's have a look at them each individually. So let's break down that even further. And can I get you to explain how PNC's Queensland advocates for fully funded state schools?
Well, currently, Queensland state schools are not fully funded, as opposed to our private school partners, and the private schools are fully funded 100% through the federal government. Currently, state schools are funded federally at what they say is 20%, but in reality, once they take out some of their accounting figures, it ends up at around 16%. And on a state level, they are touting another 80% that they're putting in. However, again, there is areas of infrastructure and stuff which is included in that 80%. So in reality, it's closer to 69%. So when you look at that, our schools are funded at probably around the 75-80% as opposed to the full 100% that we really need to make sure that our students have every chance to succeed. The Gonski model that was originally brought out was all about the actual delivery of education. So where the state and federal governments have allowed other things to be included and not just the delivery of education, it kind of sullies the waters a little bit. And we all know that there are SRSBs that that parents pay each year to their schools. There's also all of the camps and all of those other extracurricular activities that currently fall on parents to pay for. So what we're calling for is for the federal government initially to increase their percentage of contribution to state schools from, you know, the 20% that currently touted to somewhere around 30%. And then in terms of the Queensland government, we don't want them to just meet the federal government and achieve 100%. We want them to get over 100% so that we know that the extra bits and pieces that are sometimes required are actually happening. So we're doing a campaign. We recently did a press release that talked about this, calling for the federal government to look at that higher level of state school funding for Queensland. We know that the minister and the departments are in discussions with the federal government. However, we just want to make sure that they don't settle for something less than what we actually deserve as Queensland parents and Queensland students in state schools. So, yeah, so that's currently been a two-pronged approach, firstly advocating to the federal government and secondly advocating to the state government. They do have a date where they were looking at around 2032 to have fully funded state schools, but we believe that this needs to be rolled back at least to 2028, if not earlier.
Yes, and that's right, and we certainly hope that that is continued. But what about the next one? The second pillar there is the cost of education and relief for families. How is PNC's Queensland advocating for that?
Yeah, again, you know, until we achieve that fully funded state school model, we all know that there is a cost of living crisis currently, and part of that is impacting the cost of education in terms of parents being able to afford for their students to be involved in programs, to be involved in camps, to be involved in so many different things. And making sure that they have what they need to actually get to school and be able to receive a great education. And we do believe that state schools do deliver a great education when they're resourced properly. We have a number of positions that we've been talking about. Initially, we've been asking the government to look at an immediate solution of around $300 per semester per child or per student. For those funds to be distributed specifically for education. So the actual distribution of those funds, one option we looked at was through the PNCs actually assisting with that distribution. The other one is creating accountability around that money going directly to the schools, but for the PNCs to have oversight as to how that money is being spent. We also believe that, you know, outside of just your SRS fees, et cetera, there's uniforms, there's stationery, there's all these other things and other costs that parents are having to foot the bill for currently. So a system that allows them to actually use some of that money towards things like book packs, you know, uniforms, et cetera. We really feel that it needs to be targeted towards the students at the forefront. We just want to make sure that we can relieve the cost of living by creating a cost of education relief for families.
And let's hope that families do get that relief. Now we'll have a look at the third pillar, which is to give every child every chance to thrive and succeed within a safe community and learning environment. How does PNC's Queensland advocate for that one?
Yeah, I think it's really important to understand that there's many things that affect the mental health, the behaviour, and the safety of both students and teachers within the school environment. We kind of feel that there are some parts of the fully funded state schools and also the cost of education relief that really aligns to this in terms of we want to see extra funding be given to provide support to schools, parents, teachers and students to make sure that they do feel safe. Recently, the Education Department have done their survey that they do every year just around how people see the schools, school opinion survey, which does get conducted every year. There's a lot of stuff in there where students who answered these questions have talked about their safety and talked about, you know, having a safe environment to work in. The other thing to note is that state schools do have a much higher percentage of students with additional needs, as well as students with behavioural issues. Also, you know, we have a very large First Nations population within our state school system, and we believe that those students, especially, you know, the disadvantaged and vulnerable students, really need that extra support. And by giving the support to them, in turn, that also creates a really safe environment for everybody. You know, the fully funding of schools that allows for this extra support is great, but that's where we're saying we need to fund it at over 100%, just to make sure that where we do need that extra support, the government has a budget there to actually allow for that to happen. So we, you know, we think that the three tie together, but are also, you know, very much something that needs to be dealt with as a individual advocacy points to make sure that we are giving every child every chance.
Well, that's right, Donna. They do all work together, and let's hope that the governments and those that we're advocating to are listening. Well, thanks, Donna. Thanks for being on the podcast, and thanks for that insight into how PNCs Queensland is advocating for our members.
Not a problem. Thanks, Sean. I'll see you at conference hopefully in a couple of weeks.
Yes, thanks again, and let's hope that the advocacy is successful and we're able to provide relief for parents and a fantastic learning environment that gives every child every chance in education and in life.
Hello, my name is Clayton Payne and I'm the HR Support Services Manager for PNCs Queensland. Does your PNC have HR issues? The HR Support Service provides your PNC with the necessary tools and support to manage your employees. Successful human resource practices are instrumental in avoiding workplace disputes, time-consuming and costly litigation, and maintaining a cohesive workplace. As a PNCs Queensland HR Support Service subscriber, you'll also have direct contact with human resource professionals who can provide support and assistance in all manner of human resource issues, including pay rates, employee entitlements, employer obligations, performance management, disciplinary procedures, redundancies and terminations. For more information, please visit our website.
Now that we know about PNCs Queensland advocacy work, it's time to find out about the other great things that PNCs Queensland are doing. And it's fantastic to welcome back to the podcast the CEO of PNCs Queensland, Scott Wiseman. Welcome, Scott.
Hi, everyone.
Well, I know you've been on the podcast before, but this is the first time on Talking All Things PNC. And as you know, we just had Donna on talking about advocacy. But what else has been going on at PNCs Queensland this month?
Oh, great to be back again. So, yeah, we're 1 month out from conference, as everyone would know, which is a scary thought. But, yeah, so still time to register. And, yeah, we've got a lot of special offers for members to get members involved with conference this year, because we do really want everyone to come along and exceed the record numbers we had last year. So this year, for all of the Gold Coasters listening, we've got the We Love Local special, which gives you a special arrangement and pricing to come to conference. So conference is the pinnacle of PNC events for the year, with 2 days, evening events and functions, with over 20 speakers sessions happening as well. So this year, you know, we're exceptionally excited about having one of our keynote speakers as the creator of Bluey. So Joe Blum, he's coming along. He's on the first day, on the Friday afternoon. So we're greatly anticipating what he's going to be talking about from a parenting strategy perspective, and also the ins and outs of the creators from Bluey, why it was done that way and the strategies behind that, which is exciting. We also have Laser Beat Man coming on the second day, on the Saturday afternoon. He will be another inspirational story around what the value of what PNCs do. So he's got a great story there to share with his mother. We've got a favourite from last year, Kennedy Gallo, will be opening conference this year with some a welcome thing on the first day after the formalities, but then also leading us through some networking to make sure that, you know, everybody knows everybody else in the conference. And if you're a first-timer or thinking about coming to conference, please be reassured. We have 70% of first-timers coming to conference every year, so you certainly won't won't be the only one. And these sessions are around how to make you feel the most welcome, get to understand, get to know people so that you know who you're going to sit next to at the dinners and the functions and each of the sessions as well. Some of the key sessions we've got this year are talking about parent and community engagement and the PNC's role in that. We're also covering across on the roles, responsibility and rules. But for people new to the executive role in the PNC, this will give you the grassroots basics of what to do and how to do it. And there's a whole heap of other sessions from Tuckshop, from OSH, from finance and HR as well. So it's an absolute gem of an event, and it's certainly a worthwhile investment in yourself and in the PNC as well. And that's the biggest benefit of coming to conference, is the networking and the sharing of ideas that happens across all PNCs, whether you're regionally based, different sizes of schools, different functions. There's a whole range of different learnings to be taken away from conference. If you're thinking about it, make sure you come, would be my words of wisdom in that case. The other thing that's all members would have seen recently was the state wage case announcement that applies a 5.75% increase to the PNC award. So for anyone employed in Tuckshop, OSH, uniform shop, swim club, any of your business units within the PNC, they're all come under that particular award. Now, we appreciate that this decision is normally handed down on the 1st of September, so they are backdating it to the 1st of September 2023. Unfortunately, there will be some back pay calculations for all employees. This also includes employees that will have left or resigned post the 1 September, so it applies to those hours that they might have worked post 1 September. Now, we're available to help PNCs if there's any confusion or any sort of questions that you've got. We've got a whole suite of FAQs on our website, so all the information is there. But also, you know, I encourage you, if you're having some issues or calculations or what to do, give us a call. We've got the bookkeeping service. We've also got the HR services there as well to support you in your volunteering. So the next thing coming up is New Beginnings. So you'll see that on the website as well. We've had some of those events already, and we've got more ones coming up. We're going to Cairns, Townsville, Mackay, Rocky, Emerald, and Maribyrnong. And I know Sean's got a personal connection with those because he's leading those and will be out and about, which is a great thing to do.
We've already had 4 of the sessions, and they've been really well received, some great feedback, and people are really appreciating those sessions.
Yeah, and if you don't know what the New Beginnings is all about, it's like an induction to the PNC for new executives, and we'll go through, you know, who's who in the zoo, but also how to find information, what information you need, and how to best access that, and importantly, what to do as the president or the secretary or the vice president or the treasurer. So there's a whole range of supports there, and that's what that program is about, which is great. So make sure you get along to those. The details are all on the websites and coming out via emails. The other thing to remember is our Lunch and Learn series. So our next one coming up for April is on the insurances. That'll cover across on all the 3 policies that each PNC has and answer those sort of questions around what to do, how to make claims, what's covered and what's not covered. So Marsh will be leading that, which will be always a very interesting session. Obviously, we're still in an election year as well, so you would have heard previously about all of our advocacy positions from our chair, Donna Freeston, but we've also been having a lot of meetings with all the MPs to talk about PNC matters, PNC issues, and that. The papers are on the website, so which you can access on the advocacy page on the website, and we'd encourage our PNCs, yeah, where you've got a local connection with your local MPs, which you all should have a talk to them about the advocacy space and talk to them about the policies that we're sort of pushing for as well, because if we all push together, we're more likely to achieve some great results for the whole sector. That's about it for me. I think we're very busy on conference, and that's taking up a fair bit of time.
Well, thanks, Scott.
Thanks very much, and we'll see you everybody later.
Lots going on there, and a very busy time coming up with New Beginnings Conference, Lunch and Learn, as well as all the other great things that happen at PNCs Queensland. We're of course looking forward to conference in May, as Scott said, and ready to meet all the members and colleagues from PNCs Queensland. Coming up next on Talking All Things PNC, we have one of those guest speakers that Scott spoke about. It'll be the wellness and resilience expert, Kennetti Gallo. If you attended our PNCs Queensland conference in 2023, you'd be aware of our next guest, Kennetti Gallo from 2Xhale. Kennetti is a subject matter expert and an industry leader in wellness and resilience. and also holds a master's degree in counselling. Some of Canetti's motivation comes from the severe heart attack he suffered in 2015, which exposed an artery which was 90% blocked and required a stent. After recovery, this led to Canetti and his lovely wife Elizabeth creating their company, 2Xhale, to work collaborative with organisations, schools and sporting organisations to find better ways of being and working towards better outcomes. I'm pleased to say that Canetti will be back on the conference stage this year in May on the Gold Coast. However, so you can get to know him a little bit better before that, he joins us now on Talking All Things PNC. Thanks for joining us, Canetti.
Awesome. Thanks, Sean.
Great to have you here. And we'll start all of our guest interviews with our fast five questions. Sounds to good. Get to know you. Are you ready for that?
Sounds good, mate.
All right, here we go with fast five. What's your favourite meal when eating out?
I love Indian and butter chicken with naan bread, but I really need to slow down on eating too much food outside of home.
Bit the same. I don't mind the butter chicken as well. My favourite one is chicken parmigiana, but butter chicken's all right too.
Same, but different, Sean.
What about your favourite holiday destination?
Yeah, I had to think about that. For me, it's probably the northern New South Wales. I love Cabarita and Hastings Point. Yeah, Byron Bay area. I love just anywhere near the beach is nice.
And we're just talking about that, and that's where your family come from, that northern part of New South Wales.
A lot of our friends live on that area. When I win Lotto, I'll be buying an investment property.
Sounds fantastic. And now onto the TV. What's your favourite TV show?
Favourite TV show, Sean? I reckon anything sort of documentaries. I love my docos. And then as being Samoan too, I love the cooking shows as well too. So anything that's around the world food is good for me.
Sounds good. Eating's always a good thing. And what about your... I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this one at the moment, but what about your favourite sport?
Yeah, it's interesting because I do love the contact sports. I love rugby league and I love rugby union. I grew up in New Zealand. But also, I follow netball too. I've got three girls and they all play netball. So that's probably my favourite sports is the contact sports as well as netball.
Well, knowing a little bit about you, that's where I was going to go, knowing you've been around the netball with the girls lately, and I thought that would be your favourite one. Now for our really big question, the one that we always get some very interesting answers to. Who would play Canetti in the movie The Life and Times of Canetti Gallo?
Wow. Look, if the ego was kicking in, I'd say Denzel Washington, because I love Denzel, but I'd know my girls will probably say Steve Carell or Will Ferrell.
The girls always put it where it should be, don't they?
Put me back in place.
Well, thanks, Canetti. Just a little insight into your life there. So now on to our interview. Last year, you were a keynote speaker at the PNC's Queensland State Conference. How did you find that experience?
Yeah.
And did you enjoy the conference?
Yeah, look, Sean, it was an absolute honour and privilege to be invited. I think just being a part of it, not just as a keynote speaker, but also... as a participant, just me having the ongoing connections was just absolutely amazing that were made, and then just experiencing the amazing platforms that were created too. I think that it's the first time I'd been to a PNC conference, and the way that it was, the platforms that were created to celebrate the people that were there was just absolutely amazing, and I think it was just done so professionally. It really inspired me to go, how can we get this to other networks as well too? So no, it was great. It was absolutely fantastic.
No, that's great. And this year you'll be back on the big stage at conference.
Yeah.
So without giving too much away,
because
we want people there, what can attendees expect this year?
Yeah, like you said, without giving too much away, what they can expect will be sort of the same passion and energy, you know, to allow people to reflect and have a bit of a play in the sandpit from a well-being and culture perspective. They'll see the gold that's already in the room as well too. I mean, that's one thing that I really get excited about. They'll actually acknowledge and see the gold that's in the room. I think too, they'll also experience the opportunity to connect with that gold in the room, the application of it as well. So not just seeing it, but being able to apply it as well too. The last thing too, I think they'll get to experience too, is how to keep their finger on the pulse And what I mean by that is looking at the importance of maintaining better ways of being as not just as individuals, but as a team as well, as a PNC team.
Fantastic. And I'm sure we're all looking forward to that. Mm. But just to finish off, and again,
yeah,
not to impose on your conference presentation, can you leave us with a few words of wisdom from Kennedy Gallo?
Yeah, wow. Words of wisdom. I always, and you know, from last year, I said I'm not an influencer or a motivational speaker, but I think at times we can overcomplicate sort of solutions to issues, and it can in turn create unnecessary issues. I think my words of wisdom, they're not mine, so I'll say that straight up. It's someone that we do know, Michelangelo, and he uses a quote called that he says, true elegance is in simplicity. And I'm pretty much using that as my sort of mantra at the moment. And I think if you're attending the conference this year, don't overcomplicate things. That's my words of wisdom. Just show up, be truly present, and just be part of the build-up crew. That's probably my words of wisdom.
Fantastic. Thanks, Kennedy, and thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Awesome. Thanks, Sean. Take care.
We look forward to seeing you at conference, and don't forget to book your ticket for the PNC's Queensland Conference at the Gold Coast Convention Centre on the 17th and 18th of May. For more information, check out the What's On tab on the PNC's Queensland website. We'll be back after this short break to wrap it all up on Talking All Things PNC. If you're looking for some assistance with your bookkeeping, then PNC's Queensland can help. Providing timely and accurate bookkeeping, managing your payroll, and lodging your ATO statement, relieving your treasurer to do more meaningful tasks. We also provide treasurer reports and can give you a 25% discount off your Xero subscription. For more information, go to the bookkeeping tab at the PNC's Queensland website. Well, that just about wraps it up for us on this episode of Talking All Things PNC. Lots going on, and keep an eye out for us as we head around the state with New Beginnings, with Lunch and Learn on insurance with Marsh. And of course, we're looking forward to seeing you all at conference in May. Make sure you come say hello at one of those events, and we really look forward to catching up. Bye for now, and we'll catch you next episode of Talking All Things PNC. And don't forget, you can get Talking All Things PNC wherever you get your podcasts.